Listen, this summer, as always, there'll be many, many events, and it'll be great to get out in the open again, especially after all the rain we've had this winter. But one in particular that you may have overlooked, and you should never, ever overlook, described by Bill Clinton in 2001 as the Woodstock of the Mind, Hay Festival returns for its 36th year in May. And if you thought it was just talking books, no. You couldn't be further from the truth. Now, I personally go every single year, and it's a hub for music, for comedy, for literature, for poetry, for politics, for ideas, for real ales, for gourmet street food. And to talk about this year's delights in the lineup is the boss, the Hay Festival CEO, Julie Finch. Morning, Julie.
Oh, hello there. Good to talk to you.
You're in your office. You're plotting it all out right now, aren't you?
We are. We just don't have any control over the weather, but I'm sure it's going to be wall-to-wall sunshine.
Do you know what? It is always gloriously hot when I go, and I go pretty much every year since I first discovered it myself, probably about, I think it was about 12 years ago the first time I went. And it's never bad weather when I'm there. Last year, glorious sunshine, enjoyed a pint, sat outside. In fact, I think we were outside Cotto having a pint. Because they have a pop-up restaurant they have there, didn't they? Just soaking up the atmosphere, because I think something that people miss is there's not an entry fee. You pay for the event you want to go and attend, don't you?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people don't understand our festival model. It's very different to big music festivals where you pay a big fee to go in and spend your time there. So you can decide what you want to do and what your day looks like. And you can just go to one event and then just enjoy the festival site. So, you know, it's actually really reasonable. The event starts at £7 each, and you can see some incredible people all in one space. And I think that's what's really exciting about it. In one day, you can just see so many different people that you've heard of or not heard of, or you're really interested in the subject matter. It's very exciting.
Yeah, you can walk on site and literally bump into, and I have come across Jermaine Greer, Stephen Fry, of course, is what your main patron, Oti Mabusi, and they're just chatting to people on the covered, because all the walkways are covered, which I love, and carpeted as well. So even if you do get a tiny little shower, you're nice and dry. But, you know, the stars, the people doing the talks or performing, are happy to just have a chat with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very friendly environment. The artists are moving between their events, and they're great with the public. I mean, you know, this year we've got Dame Judy, Miriam Margolyes, Stephen's back, obviously, and Selene Henry. You know, you might bump into them. Definitely you can see them on stage. And then we're having our first ever sports day. So we've got Gary Lineker, Judy Murray, Lord Sebastian Coe, you know, just to name a few, on the middle Wednesday. So that's a very exciting development for us.
Yeah, there is something for everybody. And I mentioned it in my build-up there. It's not just people talking about books. I mean, obviously, because Hay is the book capital of the UK, if not the world for that matter, a huge amount of it is literary. Books, people reading excerpts from their books, talking about their books, even book signings as well. But beyond that, politics as well. There's comedy, there's music performance as well. My dad had never been to Hay Festival. Now, he was 88 last year, and I took him along to see Dara O'Brien. And he said, why have I never done this before? So the program is up. It's at hayfestival.com, because it's a .com. And have a look through and just choose which event you want to see, because there will be something for everybody. Science as well is a big thing. Professor Alice Roberts is going to be there, isn't she? And astronaut Tim Peake.
Yeah, I mean, I love the story about your father, because I think that's everyone's first experience. When you arrive, you can't believe it's not been on your radar, or you just thought it's not for you, but actually everyone is welcome, whatever age they are. I mean, there's science, history, political debate, you know, with a wide range of people talking about politics, which is a thing to share. From different perspectives, to May, Andy Burnham, Gillard, loads of history, other kind of music is obviously great as well. Bonnie Tyler, Charlotte Church, Jerry Halliwell, James Blunt, Jules Holland, you know, you name it. Pick your day and make it your day at Hay. That's my opinion on how you can enjoy Hay Festival.
And don't leave the kids at home either, because there's lots for the kids to do as well, isn't there? There's lots of arts and crafts, and obviously we want kids to read. So great readings with children's authors there as well.
Well, we know reading is not only great educationally, but it's actually good for you. And it moves you to a different place, takes you in different worlds. So whether kids are visiting with grandparents or their parents, whoever, along kids, because we've got a whole area for children this year for the first time. And you have your space and you can invite the adults in this year.
Yeah. So it kicks off towards the end of May. I'm hoping I don't lose you because some of that got a little bit choppy there. May 23rd. To June the 2nd. I hope you're actually still there, Julie. All the details at hayfestival.com. There's a beginner's guide you can click as well if you want to know all about it. And the town comes alive because there are more people at Hay Festival annually than go to Glastonbury. But it's not all at one thing. It never feels crowded, does it? It just feels a great atmosphere.
Because it's over 11 days, obviously the site is busy, but it's not too busy, and there are spaces to relax, as you say, to have drink, to eat something, chat with your friends, exchange ideas, and then head into one of the venues to see and hear and take part in an experience at Hay Festival.
Yep, I'm coming along. We're booking Ruby Wax today, actually, so definitely going to be seeing that. If you want to find out more, it's all at hayfestival.com. I encourage you, if you've never been, go along. You'll never look back. In fact, I actually asked the now Mrs. Mark out after we'd been to see a show at Hay Festival many, many, many years ago. So it's got a special place for us. Julie, thank you for coming on. I'm sure you're incredibly busy.
Thank you.
Wrapping up all the loose ends and getting it all sorted. And hopefully we'll see you there, of course. Hayfestival.com. Book your tickets. I totally encourage it. And I absolutely say it is a brilliant, brilliant experience. Thanks for your time today, Julie.
Thank you, and hope you enjoy your Hay experience.